Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I know I've said this many times, but I love having missionaries here with me, and we learn from them. And every place is a little bit different. Our job is not different. We missionaries go to win people to Christ. And I'm not going to finish that sentence or idea. I'm going to let Brother Trent Granger tell us what happens when we win people to Christ when we get there, but what happens after that?
Sure. So we're super excited to get down there and start churches. That's our, if you will, the end goal is to see churches planted. But in order to get there, we have to win people to Christ. But it doesn't stop there. They don't just get saved and then show up at church. They have to be what's called discipled. And so we take them, we disciple them. That basically means we walk alongside them and teach them what it means to be a Christian and how to grow in Christ. And through that, once you have that core group of people, you can get a church started and established and continue to grow and train a pastor and then repeat the process.
Right. And that is it. It's multiplication.
Yes, sir.
Because you're discipling, but at some point down the road, those people, you train them and they can do the same thing.
Right.
And then, of course, often after that discipleship and the growth in the church, there's some other things we may need to do, like start a Bible Institute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's in your plans. It probably is.
Well, actually, there's another missionary there that has a Bible Institute his dad started back in the 70s.
Okay.
Still going today. But since then, a lot of those guys that started it have passed away or retired. And so he's the only one kind of running it there. So we're going to be actually helping him with that.
So, and that's a good point, and I'd like for you to hear this. You mean missionaries can actually work together?
Believe it or not. Yeah. We have the same goal.
Yeah. I think I had mentioned to you privately that a Bible Institute or a camp or anything like that, one person or one family, no way they can manage that and do it. But in the case of a Bible Institute, you're bringing in believers, men and women,
mm-hmm.
teaching them. Give us an example of some of the classes and things you might teach there.
Well, I mean, if you look up a Bible college here in the States, it's going to be the same thing. We teach Bible doctrine, homiletics, hermeneutics, all of that to train them to be able to go into ministry.
And the end goal of that is, would you like to follow up on that? You're training them so they can do what?
Yeah, so they can go and plant churches.
Exactly.
And so, if you will, it kind of helps us as missionaries be doubly as effective because not only are we doing it, but then we're training these guys to go out and do it as well.
That's correct. That's what we are. That's what we're about at BIMI. We don't send missionaries. They're sent out of their local churches because
mm-hmm.
we believe the Bible is clear that missions is going where God calls you, winning people to Christ, planting a church, discipling those people, eventually turning it over to them, and they can do a better job than we can because they know their culture better than we do. But
yes, sir.
So we wish you the best when you do that.
Thank you.
So, and you've been there and you've got some experience. So you're going to be working with another missionary in his Bible Institute. Do you have a place already picked out that you're going to start your church?
Not quite exactly.
Okay.
We're still praying about exactly where to go. It's such a large city. There's a lot of territory to choose from.
Yeah, and you don't want to be across the street from another church.
True.
Unless it's, I won't say what kind. Some churches, maybe you do want to start another one across the street.
Right.
But if it's a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, you don't want to start one across the street.
Sure.
So tomorrow, I want you to talk with us about how do you discover that place? Once you get there, I'm talking about, how do you know exactly what part of the city, and do you just walk in, or do you have to jump through a lot of hoops getting your paperwork done? We'll talk about that tomorrow, so please come back and listen.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.